Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Do we now? Do we? Mm-hmm. There was a list. You know, I like a list. Let's see. It is... Where did it go? Another one of those types that you would never date again. You know, what type of person would you not ever date again? So these are people who have actually lived and learned. Learned and lived.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. People who only talk about their problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know, women don't like that because... they don't want it in a friend either, not just a potential lover. Because if one person is talking nonstop about their problems, then it doesn't give the woman ample or adequate time to talk about her problems.
Oh, God.
Mm.
That sounds fun.
Or it just brings you down.
Yeah. But that's what they say is the reason. But it comes down to the fact that in relationships of any kind, women, the most important thing is to be supported. I have someone who supports me, And you can't support me if all you're doing is telling me your problems and I have to support you all the time. This is a give and take. I need support. I need to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I need attention, is what they say. just kidding, ladies. People who are emotionally unavailable. I hate that. It's an overly dramatic term. Emotionally unavailable. So that just means that they don't want to sit around talking about their feelings all the time, or they don't want to, you know, they don't just gush all over somebody on the first date and say how much they love them and all that. Is that what it means?
I guess.
It means they're not emotionally ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not emotionally ready to get into this. No, they just don't want to date you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you can just say, hey, I don't want to get into a relationship right now. A lot of people say that. It used to be okay just to say that. Now you're emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People who are people who are addicts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll always play second fiddle to their addiction. Oh, jeez. Thank you for that. Wonderful bit of wisdom. You mean people shouldn't seek addicts to make a relationship out of?
News to me.
The woe is me covert narcissists who are secretly jealous of you.
Covert narcissist.
Yeah. And I hate terms like that too. Covert narcissist. It doesn't mean anything. You're either a narcissist or you're not. You can't be a covert narcissist.
Yeah. It's black and white.
This is a good one. People who use, I'm a free spirit to excuse bad behaviors and actions. I get that one. Yeah, I mean, I stole carbon. I'm just a free spirit.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just a free spirit. That's why I caused a scene at dinner by getting the whole restaurant up and trying to get them to chant USA, USA, USA. Oh, at a French restaurant. I'm just a free spirit.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Do that. I would probably enjoy that person.
Gym bros. I've noticed something in the younger generation. You can use the term low key to accuse somebody of something. It's kind of like saying when other people say, well, you know, subconsciously you're doing that. Like you don't even realize you're doing it. Gym bros
who low-key have an eating disorder.
Oh, jeez.
Or a God complex. Mm. Come on.
God complex?
What?
You low-key have a God complex.
Does that mean you're the most important or the most powerful person in the world? Yeah. A God complex?
Yeah, you think very highly of yourself.
Stupid. That must have been one of those situations where she was not in great shape at all, and she dated a guy who was really into fitness, and he made her feel badly about herself because he worked out all the time. Didn't say anything to her, but, you know, he said stuff with his actions by working out all the time. I know what he was thinking.
Subconsciously, he said a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He low-key abused me, actually.
Maybe he cheated on her with the gym girl.
Loud talkers. That's a good one.
That's a great
one. I love that one. People who are constantly keeping score.
Yeah, I get that one too. That sounds exhausting to be with somebody like that.
Right. So if you're a man and you don't want a partner who's constantly keeping score, then you need to turn gay.
Is that right?
Yeah, women always keep score.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Keeping mental notes of everything.
Or just saying, you know, you go do something fun. Well, and I've got to go do something fun. You get a, you know, you got a weekend fishing trip with your buddies. Well, next weekend, I'm going to go with my friends to Vegas or whatever.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
Well, because she does a lot more fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. She knows that she would win hands down.
Oh, she would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not even close. It used to really be that way.
Yeah.
She'd gone all the damn time.
Were you keeping score? Well, I guess you weren't.
No. No. It was T-ball, man. I wasn't keeping score.
You're right.
T-ball.
Hoarders. Yeah, that should be pretty common.
I want to date a hoarder.
Like I met this woman and she is so great. I love everything about her. She's just awesome. It's just one little thing. She's a hoarder.
She's a hoarder. Pretty bad too.
Like you know, when we get romantic and have to walk through that tunnel of old newspapers and rat carcasses to get to the bed.
Yeah.
It's a little off-putting.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, she's fabulous.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great conversation.
Absolutely. Good. Perfect.
Comes from
There's
good
no way
family.
She's hot.
Yeah, not a lot of hot hoarders.
Yeah, that's you never watch that show Hoarders and see, well, at least, you know, this lady's pretty hot. She's got all that crap in her house, but she's clean and well put together.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
People who still love their exes. Oh, you don't want to date that type? Huh, isn't that weird? Again, this is, what is one type you would never date again? Huh.
They're just getting crazy now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to find somebody to date who's not still in love with their ex? You're being a little picky.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
The head of the clan. Like, no doubt.
People who only listen to one genre of music.
You can't date the person that if they're only into country music or come on. That seems a little crazy to me.
That's stupid. Unmotivated people.
Well, yeah.
I get that one.
Mm-hmm. People with hyper political or religious families.
Ooh, yeah. I kind of get that one.
I get that one too.
If it's always coming up, there's these hot button issues like at every dinner, that's got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
But the person who said this on the Ask Reddit is probably just talking about an average Republican family, you know, religious families or hyper political, because the left thinks that all Republicans are radical, you know, Nazis and the whole thing. So,
yeah.
I think that was probably just some weenie.
Your baby.
So another one of type you don't want to date again, people who don't have a grasp on basic. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm about to read this.
Basic.
Adulting.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. People I would never date, people who use the term adulting. Mm. Scrippers.
Strippers, yeah. You say.
Don't ever date a stripper again.
All right. Mm.
And then one person said, guys with lifted trucks and anyone named Jason.
I like that they lump those two together.
Yeah. You know, you meet a guy named Jason, he either has a jacked up truck or wants one. So stay away.
Steer clear, folks.
Do yourself a favor. Say I didn't warn you.
More Extra Funny next.
So my new thing is trendy, comfy two-piece sets. So like a sweatshirt, sweatpants, workout pants, a cute sweatshirt. Wear Playground has all of the comfy, trendy clothes. I'm obsessed with their clothing. I have a few things from them now, and I'm telling you, you have to check it out. It's not only great quality, but they're so comfortable. And the workout pants are not too tight around the waist, which I hate. They don't fall down while you're working out. You're going to love everything Wear Playground has to offer. So check out Wear Playground. Use code TJ for a discount. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I got to ask my wife. You know how she thinks adults falling is funny.
Yeah.
She loves when an adult falls, she can't help but laugh. But I saw this video where, there were, a bunch of pallbearers in, Philadelphia, and they were carrying the casket over, and they accidentally fell into the grave with the casket.
No.
So, but they were injured, like several of them were injured. Yeah. But what a time to fall, and what a place. You know how creepy that would be? You got the casket, and you and the casket all fall down into the grave.
Yeah, that's scary and hurts probably.
Yeah. Huh?
Have you ever been a pallbearer, Riggins?
Yeah. Two times.
I've been a pallbearer a couple of times, and one of the times I was a pallbearer, they should have had a couple of more of us.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Little
things heavier than you think, especially if they get a really nice casket that's made out of solid wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I was struggling.
Really?
How many were there?
Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It could have had six. Yeah, it could have had two more in the middle would have been good.
Yeah, I think I've only been in a part of a six-person pallbearer situation.
I'm like, y'all got a dolly or something?
Damn. We in Louisiana now. We're going to need at least six. Maybe eight.
Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't a great big fat person there, but it was just like the coffin was heavy.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all that brass and solid wood.
Mm-hmm. Probably and that's going to be solid gold.
I had 10 pounds of lacquer on it.
That's kind of rude to just ask for. They just expect you to be able to carry it.
Yeah.
Like, hello, this is a workout. How long do you have? How far?
Probably. Well, not far from from the front of the church to the hearse. That's not very far. Yeah. But from the hearse out to the grave.
That's far.
Yeah. It was probably, maybe 40 yards, maybe.
Okay.
And you're sweating. You got a suit on. It's I don't know Louisiana what weather heat. It was. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, doing a workout. Like,
get some.
You got any more room in that grave for one more?
Yeah. And then I've been a pallbearer. That was the first time I was. And then I've been a pallbearer later in life in other situations. But one, they had a little kid, like a 12-year-old kid on there, and I said, this isn't going to be good. It's going to be just like that one time when the coffin was so heavy. This kid's not going to carry his weight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We need a man.
But, yeah, I mean, imagine falling into the grave and you're trying to keep the thing from crashing down and popping open and all, like, damn, Yasser Arafat. You remember that?
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off at that, though. Yasser Arafat, terrorist piece of crap.
Man. Yeah, that's awful to fall in the grave.
Yeah. The bigger you are, do they ask more people? I mean, is it just kind of like a fat shaming thing?
I don't think so, because there's not room for more, you know, unless you're really tall.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have a long casket. So there's only room for three on each side, I think.
Yeah. I've never seen them do two more at the head and the back, but that's the only place I could think two more
like
would go.
Like that Lindsay Bloom, she's going to need at least 10.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to need that, that table with wheels on it, that room service table or something, exactly. Just to put you up there on a cart and wheel your big ass.
Why don't they do that? Or is it a, symbol of,
yeah, I mean, I guess they could, but
there's better ways.
They always looked at it like, yeah, these are men. They should be able to pick up one body with six people.
You should be fine for a little while, Lindsay.
Yeah.
40 yards?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Y'all going to be like, what did she eat? Like,
let's just wrap her up in a deflated bounce house and throw her in the grave.
Yeah. Don't even have a coffin. I don't need it. Just put me in the ground, man.
Dump you.
Yep.
Or one of those old school. What's it? I think the kind that is just the wooden box, and it's not completely rectangular. It's got the part where the head goes, and like a vampire would be.
Yeah, like an
old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a coffin, I think. And what we have now most of the time is a casket.
A casket. Mm-hmm. And you also carry a coffin like on your shoulders. Yeah. I feel like that's when you see a coffin, but a casket. Yeah. You just grab those handles. Mm.
Man. Mm. But I could easily just, if I'm not cremated, just like throw me in the ground in the backyard. As long as you don't hit the sprinkler heads. Yeah. I don't care.
Have you made those kind of plans, funeral arrangements or anything for yourself?
We got a will.
You do have a will, yeah.
Excuse me.
My parents love having that conversation. Mm-hmm. You know where all the papers are. We got it. You're a little too into this telling us about it.
Yeah. But I haven't sat down and made a list of, who I want to sing. And some people do that. They sit and make they make out a program for people to follow whenever
for their
they
own
die.
Funeral.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. I've seen serious comments about people being like, you need to wear such and such, you need to do this, and do, like, you're a psycho.
Yeah, I mean, that's control freak all the way, after into the afterlife.
Beyond the grave.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whoa. Hmm. Are you?
So, go ahead. So-and-so is not invited. My husband's ex-girlfriend's not invited. You better know. Like, I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but you're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to work with a guy who had his full funeral mapped out, the service.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was in his 20s when he did it.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird.
Did he have a health issue that he thought he was going to die soon? In your 20s, you're planning out your funeral? Oh, that's
and
morbid.
That's even before kids and everything. Like, you're doing too much now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it detailed and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I guess he looked at it like I can, edit it and amend it however I need to, going forward if I, when I have kids or whatever. But wanted to make sure that he had it all prepared, buttoned up just in case.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. 20 is a lot different than 40.
41 in 2 weeks.
41.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not 41 yet. I'm 40.
Yeah. She just turned 40.
Yeah.
Last year. 11 and a half months ago.
I'm going to say 40 till the day of.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, sure.
You should.
At 2:42 p.m. mm-hmm. when I was born.
Yeah.
Somebody said you're in your mid 30s until you're 44. That's yes. what I heard a woman say.
Love that.
Yeah, Monica that worked with us would tell people she just turned 32 or whatever it was, and it was like a month before her 33rd birthday.
Yeah.
And she yeah. was serious that we had to point out, hey, you didn't just turn 30, you're about to turn 33 or whatever it was. Yeah.
What?
Just turned.
I love that.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ.